Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It's a coworker problem. Am I the jerk for not wanting to stay friends with my coworker who's leaving?
What does that mean?
They're quitting. So it says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? My coworker of 15 years left for another job last week. We weren't best friends, but he was somebody I saw every day for 15 years. Right. So we know each other well and know each other's families also. Mm. He and his family came to my wedding. They've been to my house for Christmas parties, and I've been to his. That being said, I don't feel like we would have been friends if we didn't work together.
I'd argue that y'all are close, though.
Now that he's leaving, he's been making plans with a lot of us so we can continue to stay in touch or see each other once a month for lunch. Mm. Honestly, I don't really care if we continue on with this relationship. It's not that I don't like him, but I'm indifferent. Mm. I have a lot of family and friends, and if we aren't working together or seeing each other every day, I have no intention of continuing on with a friendship or relationship. We were work friends. That's it.
I hear that.
Am I the jerk for gently blowing off my former coworker who wants to remain friends? Yikes.
Y'all worked together for 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming closely enough to like be inviting each other to kids' birthday parties or whatever.
It'd be like if you and I stopped working together. Like, I would still stay friends with you, though. But we work so closely together, but so do a lot of people. A lot of people, it's them working in two... Look, we go out here in our sales area. There's two guys there every day, and they sit and talk.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of people that work with them, those two are always talking.
But I will argue and say that our jobs carry a little different energy as far as like, yeah, we stay close to the people we talk to every single day, mm-hmm. especially when it's on a microphone, bro. Yep. Like, it is me and you, and people think yes. like this is glitz and glam, but we are isolated. We are arguably in a concrete box with two microphones talking to each other with a bunch of computers.
If you left and didn't want to be my friend, I would be hurt.
I'd feel hurt, yes. bro. I'd be like, why?
But there's other people in the building who have they left after 20 years, I'd be like, see you when I see you.
I'll see you when I see you.
Don't really care, which is why I want to say they're not the jerk, but 15 years of every day you go to someone's house, you have a friendship, you have a relationship, and then you're like, nah, I'm good.
But hear me out.
A like, forced friendship.
I've got a number of people that I felt that I've gotten really close to mm-hmm. that I would have never met had I not worked with them.
100% agree.
Right? Now, do I see these people all the time? No. Mm-hmm. Do we talk every day? No. If we were to make plans, would I try to go out of my way to make it work? It depends on what's going on. You feel me? Like, we'll call it tears, right? We'll call it tears. And if you're not blood related to me and not a part of my current day to day,
I don't care.
It has to take a back seat to everything else I have going on. And that's not in any mean spirited way, but that's just me saying, bro, we're busy.
One text says, not the jerk. That's Jen. She texted in. And then a text right above that says, definitely the jerk. Just a coworker, but him and his family were invited to your wedding. Yeah.
That's not just a coworker. I do agree to that.
Yeah, but that's because you see him every day and you were getting married at the time. And it'd be so awkward to talk about your wedding and not invite them.
I feel that. So were all of these just professional courtesies then, rather than establishing genuine friendships?
It appears that
some people are at work and making friends. Some people are at work not to make friends.
I do agree with you, though. There's lots of people you would never come into contact with had you not worked with them. But you could say that for a lot of things. You could say that for school.
Yeah, true.
Jobs.
True.
You know, any kind of activity you're involved in. Like, think about when you and I took improv. We took at Comedy Sports.
Oh, yeah.
We met the wackiest 10 people you've ever met in your life. And I adored them all in different ways. I never would have met all those people.
And then we saw our teacher out and about one day randomly. And we were like,
Brad! I forgot his name for a second.
What are you doing?
Right. Yeah. So you meet all these interesting people that you surely, like you said, wouldn't have met. But why do you have to be friends with your coworkers? You don't.
But it's not like we're sitting there on the Discord chat that we started going, how's everybody doing? Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all? Checking in, right? I check in with my people, but I know I don't do a good enough job at checking in with
my people. None of us do.
I'm not great and at honestly, I've got way too many things to respond back to as it is. So when I get home with my two boys, the last thing on my mind is to respond back to the umpteen whatever number of messages I got on either social media or inside of my iMessages. I'm sorry to say it, bro. I'm going to get back to it when I get back to it. And if I don't get back to it, you're going to have to hit me up again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love some of these texts right now. Keep them coming. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls as well. Somebody said, jerk. I have family who has stayed friends with old coworkers. It says they don't go out of their way to stay friends, but connect when possible and make the most of their time. They've been part of family events, personal life events. She's delusional. Delusional Dan. I guess they're trying to give this person a name. We don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Delusional Dan.
Could be.
Whoever it is, I do agree though. Y'all clearly were more in each other's lives. And this person, coworker that's leaving went, man,
Delusional Dan.
I thought we were cooler than this.
Nope, you're not.
Nah, clearly not.
All right.
That being said, I am saying jerk.
All
that was to say, I'm going to get back to you when I get back to you.
I'm saying not the jerk, but 15 years, if somebody ghosted me after 15 years, I'd be hurt, even though I'm saying not the jerk, because I feel like this was a forced friendship, and I feel like you can do your own thing.
You forced it on yourself. 15 years, if I don't see you ever, I don't invite you to nothing, bet. Pish, posh, applesauce, man, wash my hands.
Take a hint.
But you came to my wedding. You came to my kids' whatever.
It was a pity invite.
You came to the communion. I had you at my kids' communion.
Again.
We're not friends.
I was mad I had to buy a gift to begin with.
That's true for everybody. But I'm saying jerk, bro.
All right. Is Delusional Dan a jerk for not wanting to stay friends with a coworker who's leaving after 15 years? We'll talk to you next.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Delusional Dan wants to know if he's a jerk for not wanting to stay friends with a coworker who's leaving after 15 years.
I mean, they work together. They ain't live together. But, y'all invited each other to way too much.
Let's go to Christina with the blue hair in Milwaukee. I got to hear what she's going to say. Hi, Christina.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning. So, tell us, is Delusional Dan the jerk?
Dan is not the jerk.
Okay.
I think people are way too sensitive these days. Life is very busy. Just because I see you at work does not mean that I have a day out of every month for the rest of my life to commit to you.
that's real, though.
It's a forced friendship.
I mean, you know, lucky if you get to stay on my Facebook. We can keep up there.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying, life is busy, and I got kids, I got a husband, so seeing you at work is one thing. You're a part of my day-to-day.
Sure.
Not to be rude, but you're not like a part of my actual life.
Just
you're
like
part
I said,
of my work life.
It's a forced friendship, dude. I'm telling you.
Right.
That's the
and
thing.
And the wedding thing, too. If it wasn't a small wedding, then yeah, that was just like a formality.
Fair.
You know, like.
Yeah.
The problem is sometimes you like somebody. You actually genuinely enjoy them. Like, I genuinely enjoy hanging out with you and Aaron and your family.
That part.
But there's people I don't, right, in the office.
Right.
Like, I'm just keeping it real. That's why I said not the jerk. Like, so I get it if it's somebody if you are not vibing and they think you are, or vice, you know what I mean?
Now, thank you. So is it not jerky when one side of the work friendship was going, oh, man, I thought we was vibing. I was going to make you my next kid's godfather.
It probably is.
I mean, even if you are vibing, life is too busy, you know, like you have to move on. That's just what
she
happens.
Said, get
and
off my Facebook.
Don't be mad at me because you're the one quitting. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you left us, so bye. See you on Facebook.
Christina, now
she is savage.
But I mean,
it's one thing to say I'm busy. It's another to be like, I'm deleting you now. Goodbye.
And I
do
hear
you really want to have to make up a lie every month? Like,
no,
oh,
but I will.
Busy.
It's not a lie, but they're trying to end the friendship.
I don't make up a lie every month. I do it every third month, okay? I'm sick. My kid's sick.
Somebody's sick.
Okay, Christina Savage. Goodbye, Christina.
Bye,
we gotta
Christina.
Go.
Sam, bye.
Love, bro. But geez.
She said not the jerk.
Not the jerk, but then consider this, man.
Hmm.
Right? You work together 15 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you quit. No, you're not a part of each other's day to day, but that doesn't mean you can't be a part of each other's month to month, every other month check in, every couple months check in. Now, I'm not saying we're going to sit here and have lunch every single time.
Yeah.
But what's the big deal of this friend hitting you up? Why are you going, I'm slowly trying?
Well, they can hit you up.
No, the delusional Dan is going, I'm slowly trying to let them off and not be friends for
Ignore
real.
Ignore them.
Real.
Am I the jerk for blowing them off?
Come on. Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's go to Clayton in Lake Mills. Clayton, are you going to go the other way, or do you agree with Christina, not the jerk, for not wanting to stay friends with your coworker who left?
I'm going to do a little flipperoo going on for a Monday. I'm going to say the jerk.
Oh,
son, jerk. Okay.
He's on your side, DZ.
Explain. Yeah, man.
Come on.
All right. Well, there's, like you say, you guys are completely right. There's our work friends, and there's, like, obviously day-to-day friends. There are two different categories.
Totally.
In my opinion, but,
yeah, totally.
But at the end of the day, though, you see each other every day. You talk about what do you want to talk about, what you don't want to talk about. You listen.
Yeah.
You either pretend to care or care, depending on the person.
Uh-huh.
And you got invited and stuff, so you did a little bit more than work friends because you got invited outside of work.
Yeah,
you
know, when?
No. Say, oh, I'm busy or I can't make it. But you did a couple of like Christmas events. You did a little bit more than work friends. So I think that's almost like a slap in the face of, all right.
I remember one time one of our coworkers invited us over to her house. She had a lake house.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh,
wait,
you had
I?
Me at boat. You weren't here yet.
Oh,
well,
man.
You were here, but you were in a different department.
I wasn't a part
and
of the crew.
And she had me at boat. And I went over and I was like, I would never like hang out with these people if they hadn't invited me over to be on
for
a boat. You see what I mean, though? Like,
true.
This is a forced friendship.
But that's opportunistic when now it's
well,
convenient.
Yeah, I was using them. I'm saying I'm a horrible person.
No, stop it. Don't say that. What I'm saying, like, when it's convenient and we're like, oh, that sounds fun. That sounds like something I want to do.
I want to hang out with them.
But now all of a sudden it's no longer fun because y'all don't work together. What if they do have a boat? Would you be staying friends with this friend
yes.
after they leave?
Is that a problem?
Absolutely. I would. No.
Clayton, y'all get out of here,
okay,
man.
Okay, Clayton. He says jerk. He says jerk.
Jerk. He flips it, man. We
all right,
split.
Clayton. Thank you for calling. Have a great day,
you're
Lake Mills.
See you later, guys.
Later, man. Peace.
All right. Nancy's in Milwaukee. Last but not least, Nancy and Julian, one of our couples that always calls. We haven't heard from you in a minute, Nancy.
Come
Where
on.
Have you been?
Listen, I was on Beast Games, on Amazon Prime, on YouTube. I couldn't wait to talk to you guys about that. But anyway, it's a different story.
Oh, you're so cute.
Oh,
she's
Lord.
Like, I've been dying to talk
You've
to you.
You've been
guys.
All over the place.
Okay,
well,
Nancy,
we back.
You're the tiebreaker.
She is the jerk. She or he is the jerk.
He's the
Listen,
jerk.
When me and Julian got married, we had a bunch of coworkers there. Mm-hmm. It's a friendship you build. Yeah, I get people get busy. And when I left the job and became a stay-at-home mom, like, I still get in contact with my coworkers. Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand life is busy. We have four kids. We get super busy. Even with my super close friends, I see them, like, once every 2 to 3 months.
Maybe,
but,
right.
Yeah. But the fact that they were in each other's, or in the wedding, and did I hear correctly that these spent some Christmases together.
Well, like, they've been to Christmas parties at each other's houses and all the stuff over the years, obviously.
It's 15
but
years.
It's 15 mm-hmm. years. To me, that's, I would be so hurt. Even if, I mean, you see this person every day, mm-hmm. even if you don't go to lunch once a month. Like
yeah,
this
and sometimes
twice.
When you work with someone, their last day is the best day of your life. Just admit it, dude. It's a four, I don't know how many times I just say the forced friendship.
If we being real on it, man,
just
yeah,
trying.
Yeah, I hear you.
But okay,
dang.
Fine, jerk.
Jerk.
I'll admit I sound like a jerk, and I would be real offended if somebody didn't want to be my friend after, but that's because we have friends. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Work isn't our life always either.
Would I move on? Yeah, sure. Would mm-hmm. it end my energy towards friendships?
No.
But I'd go, dang, bro, 15 mm-hmm. years and all, we just don't talk ever?
You don't want to hang out?
That would be so sad for me.
I know. Well, not everybody's as fun as us, though, Nancy.
Fair.
You included, Nancy.
You included, Nancy. Shout out Julia, too, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. It's Jerk.
Bye.
She was so cute. She got on the phone. She's like, I got so much to tell you.
What?
Where
said,
have you been?
I've been doing so much. Where y'all been? No. Let's
all
get
right.
to it.
It's a jerk for not wanting to stay friends with a coworker who's leaving. I don't like the forced friendship, but I'll allow it today because we're not the ones who decide.
I think it hurts my ears because when you say forced, it makes it feel like you're reluctant to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're reluctant to be friends. It's just the reluctancy to keep a connection. I don't know what's holding people back sometimes, but I understand that life is busy. Mm-hmm. If you can't make it work, you can't make it work. Mm-hmm. But ignoring somebody that wants to just at least check in with you, bogus.
Bree from Racine texted in and said, come on now, Allie. What if DZ did that to you? Yeah, I already said I'd be angry.
Oh, yeah, big mad.
They said totally the jerk.
She'd come and steal something from me, bro. My ladder or something.
I wouldn't let him stop being friends with me. I just show up.
She knows where I live.
I'd be like, hello. Oh, you thought this was ending? Sorry.
I would have to move and change my number. And she'll still find
and
me.
And I'll find you because I'll call Aaron. All right. Anyway, it's Jerk.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today.